da di ra da da di ra di ra da ra di ra da di da
Welcome to another midsummer episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you till noon. Boy, this has been a heck of a news week, huh? Lots of death and destruction. You know, started off with this whole Iran thing, moved into this Governor Sanford thing, and all of a sudden, all these celebrities are dying. And we're going to be talking about all of that here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, but another one died this morning, just a few minutes ago. TV pitchman Billy Mays found dead at home. Well, you might not remember who Billy Mays is, but he's the guy that sells that OxyClean Orange Glow. The guy with the colored-in beard. He's got, like, the short hair, and he's very boisterous. He talks real loud. Billy Mays, dead at the age of 50. Yeah, we're going to be talking about a lot of dead celebrities today. I'm not going to really dwell on the big one too much because, well, the thing about dead celebrities is these are people that are in your lives. They're kind of like your friends. They're kind of like people that have influenced you. And when somebody like that dies, it's kind of like a friend dying in many ways. Well, I'm going to be playing a record by a guy who died this week, starting off the show here, and he will be missed. Very valuable, valuable member of the music community. Very influential. Somebody we all grew up on, and I just hope that you appreciate hearing the music of this great artist that I am about to play. We'll be covering a lot of these celebrity deaths in the next hour, and then we're going to lighten it up for the second hour. So sit back and have that cup of motor oil and enjoy the Sunday Morning Hangover.
I'm gonna run, set up the sun.
this, remembering dead celebrities here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. That was Sky Saxon, Sky Sunlight Saxon of The Seeds. Born Richard Marsh. Yes, died June 25th, last week, in an Austin, Texas hospital from infection of internal organs. 63 years old, yes. A death that was snowed under by many of the other celebrity deaths we had last week. As I told you, Billy Mays, pitchman for OxyClean, has died this morning. Another guy that's on his deathbed, he probably won't make it for the rest of the day, is Walter Cronkite. And the thing about these people that you grew up with, well, you know, a lot of you younger people didn't grow up with Walter Cronkite. But nevertheless, he really paved the way for television journalism and television news. Speaking of TV, another great man that died last week. Yes, one of the big ones last week. A guy named Ed McMahon. You might remember Ed McMahon from Star Search, some of those other shows, but really, he was best at his role as being second banana to Johnny Carson. We're going to be remembering the music of Ed McMahon here on The Hangover.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say, "Thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven, thank heaven for little girls. And appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven, thank heaven for little
girls. That's what we've been waiting for. Nature never fashioned a flower so fair. No rose can compare. Nothing's respectable, half so delectable. Cheer them in their glory, diamonds and pearls, dazzling jewels by the score. This is what beauty can be. Beauty celestial, the best you'll agree. All for you, these beautiful girls. Careful, here's the home of beautiful girls, where your reason is undone. Beauty can't be hindered from taking its toll. You may lose control. Faced with these laurel eyes, what man can moralize? Caution on your guard with beautiful girls. Flawless charmers, everyone. This is how Samson was shorn. Each in her style, a Delilah reborn. Each a gem, a beautiful diadem, a beautiful. Welcome them, these beautiful girls.
And, of course, another loss last week was of the great Farrah Fawcett. A lot of boys had her poster up on the wall opposite their beds back in the, when was it, the 70s? This is the Charlie's Angels theme song. This was her big moment. And Farrah, you will be missed. It's always a drag when a beautiful woman dies. It's just really tragic. But I digress. There were many, many deaths in the news last week, but before I get on to them, a guy lost his dog, and he sent me a tape, and he wanted me to play this tape on the air because, well, he's very broken up about his dog, so I hope you'll listen closely and maybe help him find his dog.
This goes out to Ben. He was our dog. And he ran away about two months ago, and he hasn't come home since. We really miss you, Ben, and we hope that you can come back home, back to us and your mother, and wherever you are, we miss you, Ben, and the song goes out to you.
Behind, and your eyes just
you find there's something you should know. You've got a place to go. I used to say, I and we, now it's us, now it's we. I used to say, I and we, now it's us, now it's we. Then some people would turn you away. I don't listen to a word they say. Try to, as you meet again, that they had a friend like Ben. Like Ben. Like Ben. Like Ben. So that goes up to Ben. He is a dog, a Labrador retriever. He answers the name Ben. If anyone finds him, please contact me at your earliest convenience. Thank you.
Someone in the dark reaches out to me. a star that comes shining through. It tells you never be afraid. When somewhere in your heart you can feel the glow, a light to keep you warm when the night winds blow. Look for the rainbow in the sky. Oh, I believe you and I could never really say goodbye. Wherever you may be, I'll look up and see someone in the dark for me. Wherever you may be, I'll look up and see someone in the dark for me.
There it was, the most beautiful thing in the whole world, the ancient spaceship coming slowly down. And it was time to say goodbye.
No goodbye.
Be good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Where would E.T. go? His home was far beyond the Milky Way, out past the farthest star we see, where only the great ships of space can roam. Would they ever see him again? Where would he be?
I'll be right here.
Feeling of sadness and joy filled the air as they watched E.T. approach the ship that would take him home. The hatch was open. The crew was waiting. E.T. looked at his friends one last time, picked up his flower pot, and walked into the ship. The hatch closed. The ship lifted off, up into the sky, trailing a rainbow. E.T.'s rainbow. Look for it.
for it. Look!
Yeah, I must say that brought a tear even to my eye, my crusty old eyes here. Michael Jackson, yes. In some capacity, you will be missed. I really didn't think he was a major player. He only had a few really great albums, and he just rested on the laurels of that monster album. And I really think if that record wasn't such a monster, Michael Jackson would probably be still alive today. It just weighed him down. Kind of a shame. Kind of sad. Nevertheless, a man who broke barriers on MTV was able to help integrate MTV in the early days. Yes, Michael Jackson from the E.T. Michael Jackson reads E.T. the ending. We heard before that Michael Jackson also from the E.T. record he did, Someone in the Dark. No, we're not talking about Michael's propensity for being in a dark room with little boys. It's a song called Someone in the Dark. We started out with Unknown Artist Who Lost His Dog singing a version of Ben. Yes, this is the All Dead Celebrity episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. Your host, the Reverend Mark Time. And we're listening to something by Robert Schumann called Scenes from Childhood. We're going to be moving out of the celebrity thing. My friend Gary Malika from Pasadena tells me one of the men from Fever Tree who did that song San Francisco Girls, the keyboard player, died today. Also, Billy Mays, the pitch man for OxyClean, that bearded guy who used to scream a lot, he's dead. And Walter Cronkite is on his deathbed. He may not make it through the rest of the day. I've got one more song by a dead celebrity, then we're going to move on. This is Farrah Fawcett doing a great tune called You.
I was following your steps along the path. You were silent. I wasn't laughing anymore.
Sauvage dans la lumière du jour, toi. J'ai vu ton visage à côté du mien.
I saw your face next to mine.
Tu disais je t'aime et je t'écoutais.
You said I love you and I was listening.
Tu m'as souri, m'as tendu la main.
Then you gave me your hand.
On s'est envolé comme des oiseaux heureux, planant au-dessus des collines.
And, oh,
et tu m'emportais avec toi.
You took me. With you.
You. I could see no one but you. In the middle of of the flowers under the warm sunshine. You, I could see no one but you, sailing at my lonely hour, singing my song of love.
Thank you.
Yeah, kind of a bummer. All those people dying and disintegrating all week long. A lot of crazy news this week. Very wacky week. But we've got a red hot summer coming up, so we're going to liven it up. We are flying down to Rio. Yes. Yes, when things are tough, what do? We hop on a plane and fly to Buenos Aires to see our girlfriend. That's right. How many people you know that can do that and not have to pay for it? Yes, they pay for it with taxpayers' money. Yes, let's go to Brazil. Yatcha! I would love to be a governor of a state where I could just like disappear for a week. Even my wife wouldn't know where I was. Even my kids on Father's Day. I could just fly down to Rio and just like hang out, you know, hang out with, well, not in Rio, but Buenos Aires. Hang out with some beautiful woman named Maria. Yeah. Yeah. That's what Reverend Mark Time wants to do. I want to escape this whole thing and use your dollars, your taxpayer dollars, and fly to Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires. Brazil. Brazil. I'm sorry. I just noticed that this record's warped. Woo! Hey, coming up in the second hour of the Sunday Morning Hangover, a brief interview with Andy Helps, prominent artist in the Eugene community. You may have seen his stuff at the Museum of Unfine Art. He's got some great postcards down there, as well as some intricate pen and ink drawings. Andy Helps, an exhibit at the Museum of Unfine Art in July, and we're going to be talking with the artist himself in about 5 minutes here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Yes. Mrs. Sanford, yeah.
Guess what you have to do now, boys and girls?
Time to turn over the record. Time to turn over the record.